Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Katie. And Katie lived in a house. And she had a lovely bedroom full of all her dollies and teddies. And she loved nothing more than to go to sleep with 3 dollies and 10 teddy bears. And she left all her other teddy bears up on a table, and all the dollies were up by the window, but she had it nicely separated, so teddy bears on the table, dollies on the window. And she went to sleep one night, and she was just sleeping, and then she was sure that she heard some footsteps. She was sure she heard footsteps, so she woke up and put the light back on. There was nothing anywhere. Nobody in the room, nothing. Teddy bears, still on the table. Dollies, still on the window. 10 teddy bears in bed with her. So she hugged up all her teddies, one by one by one. She didn't want to miss any of them out. And then she went back to sleep. An hour later, heard something. Sounded like footsteps. She put the light back on. There was nobody moving anywhere. Nothing. She thought, maybe I'm dreaming, but I'm tired. But anyway, I'm just give my teddy bears one last cuddle and kiss and go to sleep. She cuddled all 10 teddy bears and went to sleep. 2 hours later, she just thought she heard a sound. It sounded like footsteps. And she just turned on the light again, had a look. There she was looking at her table. And she thought, that's interesting. Where's my brown teddy bear? He's not there. And she just got up, had a look around. She couldn't see the brown teddy bear anywhere, but she was sure she'd left it on the table. How strange. Then she looked on the window ledge. She was thinking, hang on a minute. Where's my little dolly, my little princess dolly? I'm sure my princess dolly and my bro was on that window. She looked around the room. She couldn't see it anywhere. She looked for the brown teddy bear, still couldn't see it. She thought, never mind. She got into bed and she cuddled her teddy bears, all 11 of them. She thought, hold on a minute. They were 10. Now there are, and she had the light off, but she hugged one by one by one by one. She said, there's definitely 11 here now. I'm sure there were 10 before. And she said, and what's that hard thing? And she just felt there was something by the side of her leg. And she picked it up, turned the light on. It was her princess dolly. And she turned the light on and looked at all the teddy bears. And there was her brown teddy bear in bed with her, and so was her princess dolly. She thought, hang on a minute, this can't be. I'm sure I had 10 teddy bears in bed with me, and I never sleep with my dollies. So how did this princess dolly get here?
She slept with 5 dollies.
Did I?
Yeah.
All right, well, I only sleep with 5 dollies. How come I've got 6? Very strange. Maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I only fell asleep with 6 dollies and 11 teddy bears. Never mind. She went back to sleep and was having a lovely dream. 2 hours later, she was sure she heard a sound. She thought, hang on a minute, what is going on? She turned on the light, looked on the cupboard, looked on the table. there were another 3 teddy bears missing. What? She thought, that's just not possible. And there were another 3 dollies missing. She thought, that can't be right. Where are they? She looked under the bed. She looked in the room. She thought, has someone been in here and moved these teddies, these dollies? She says, has Mummy been in and moved the dollies? And she just went out, knocked on Mummy and Daddy's room. Mummy said, what is it, darling? She opened the door. She was asleep. She said, Mummy, did you move my dollies and my teddy bears? Mummy said, no, I didn't. So what's the girl's name again?
Katie.
So I thought. So Katie said, I don't understand, Mummy. If you didn't mention Daddy, if you, whoa, you woken me up, Katie, what is it? She said, Daddy, did you move my dollies and my teddy bears from the table and from the
windowsill?
Daddy said, no, darling, go back to sleep. So she went in her room. She kept the light off so she wouldn't wake up too much. She got into bed. It was feeling very crowded indeed. She said, what's this? And she went to stroke her 11 teddy bears. But she counted the 1 good night, 2 good night, 3 good night, 4 good night, 5 good night, 6 good night, 7 good night, 8 good night, 9 good night, 10 good night, 11 good night. Oh, yes, I don't know where the other one came from. And he said, what's this? She thought. And she kept counting. 12 teddy bears. 13 teddy bears, 14, 15, 16 teddy bears. And she thought, well, I'll say goodnight to my dolly now. She said, good night, dolly, good night, dolly, good night, dolly, good night, dolly. Good night, dolly, good night, dolly. Hang on, there were 6 there. Good night, dolly. Good night, dolly, good night, dolly, good night, dolly, good night, dolly. Good night, dolly. 10 dollies. Not possible. She turned on the light. Sure enough, on the bed with her were 10 dollies and 16 teddy bears. She looked at the table, she looked at the window. There were only 2 dollies left on the window and only 1 teddy bear left on the table. She thought, what's going on here? Did all these teddy bears and dollies walk and come and join me? I don't understand it. The teddy bears and dollies, they can't walk, they can't do anything. They are toys. She thought, this is mysterious. I've got to go to sleep now. I'm just so tired, I can't figure this out. She went to sleep. 2 hours later, she heard some more footsteps. She turned the light on. Suddenly, there were all the teddy bears in bed with me. Everyone with her. Everyone. There was none left on the table. And there were no dollies left on the windowsill at all. They'd all got into bed with her. She thought, what is going, how did they get here? They can't walk, surely. Oh, I don't know. I said, well, okay, listen, you're all my toys, you're all my dollies, I love you all. So come here under the duvet with me. And she cuddled them all up under the duvet. And she covered all of them up under the duvet. So that's it. She was with her head above the duvet. And the teddy bears and the dollies were under the duvet where she could cuddle them all close to her. 2 hours. She slept. And then she heard some sounds. Footsteps, footsteps. What was going on? Whatever, what was going on? She pulled the duvet back. There was nobody under the duvet with her. Nothing under the duvet. She turned the light on. There by the windowsill were all of the dollies and all of the teddy bears.
On the table.
Sorry?
Teddy bears on the table.
They were on the table, but this time they're all on the windowsill.
Wow.
The dollies and the teddy bears were all crowded on the windowsill and the window was slightly open. She thought, I definitely didn't open that window before. How did it get open? And she thought, I don't understand this. What's going on? Can someone please tell me? But there were no answers. And then she went back to sleep. And she didn't have any teddy bears or any dollies with her because they were all by the window ledge. And she thought, I don't know if I should interfere hugs them now or pull them, because this is someone or something put them there. I don't understand it. And she went to bed. She went to sleep. And then she heard some more footsteps. And she woke up, and there, back in her bed, on the bed, above the duvet, were all of her dollies and all of her teddy bears. And she said, look, I don't get it. First, some of you on the table and the windowsill. Then some of you came over here, and then all of you came over here, and then I put you all under the duvet with me to hug you all up, and then you're all gone, and now you're all back. I don't understand it. How can you do this? Your toys. And suddenly there was a strange glow in the room. And when the glow came on, suddenly all the toys sat up next to her, and they all looked at her. And with one voice, they said one thing. They said, Katie, we love you and we missed you. So the ones of us that you kept on the table and the windowsill, we came in the night to come and cuddle up with you. Is that okay? Katie said, yeah, that's okay. That's fine. She said, what happened next? And they said, and then you put the duvet on us and we couldn't breathe. We couldn't get any air. But Katie said, but your toys, why do you need to breathe and get some air? And they said as one voice, she said, yes, they said, but when the magic glow comes, we come to life. And we couldn't breathe. So we had to get out from your duvet, and we had to quickly all go to the windowsill and open the window so we could breathe. Like that. She said, I see. Then what happened next? They said, well, we got to the window ledge and we got some air and we were all very happy. But then we missed you too much because we love you so much. So we all came to you, but we couldn't get under the duvet because we wanted to breathe, because we didn't know when the golden glow would come back. So we didn't want to be stuck under your duvet, not being able to breathe. So we were all okay then. We all cuddled up with you and we all slept, and that's fine. Katie said, well, I appreciate you coming back, and I'm so glad to have you, because I really missed you when I woke up and you weren't there, she said. But what can we do? And the toys said, well, if you want to play with us sometime and have us join in, you're just going to have to wait till the magic glow comes. And when it does next time, we'll let you know. Katie said, okay, my darlings. And they all went to sleep in Katie's bed. And that is the story. Katie and the toys that came to life.